Thank you so much, Bajak. In fact, we have so much gone over time that I'm now pretty much under pressure to yet allow for a short discussion, but basically the blame is on me here. I would just part involves also a value judgment. No, I think there was already a lot of conversation going on between you, so I just want to sort of in place of a conversation between the two of you, for which we do not have the time anymore, allow maybe Eyal, if he has a comment to make on what you have presented, maybe to do that, and then we already open to just a few select questions.
So really two things I found absolutely fascinating in your presentation. The first one is to do with the with the fact that this is probably a kind of a perhaps even a legal error in my reading, that it's a split second decision, right, rather than a split second action, because in the way that I perceived of the legal argument, the way that I read it, it almost goes, as you say, against the very possibility of the sins. There's a kind of an emptying of the subject that is undertaken by the law, right? It kind of strips you from supposedly any kind of anything that is individual about you. And into that void comes the kind of the ideology, right? The ideology occupies the void that is undertaken by programming your instinct. Therefore, a lot of that is what goes into the instinct, how to charge the instinct in there. So I think that there's a kind of a play of solid and void somehow in the way it is undertaken. Then there's something that, you know, and I think for Judith Butler that you mentioned about the body in space being already perceived as a threat and as violence. And I think that in the case that I mentioned, the very presence of Bedouin Palestinian in particular area is perceived as an act of violence. Them even being there, right, is what we do as the kind of the Israelis is retaliate against that. So the presence of the body is kind of understood as that threat if it is located in a place where the state does not want it to be.
So what I'd like to do is basically to collect twice two questions and just kindly ask you to keep them crisp.
Is there a roving mic? Or?
Yeah, the mic is coming. No, okay.
No, I just want to come back to the concept of the split second, and I want to ask you a question, because in the cases you've presented in Israel, I didn't see the problem of the split second. I just saw it as a narrative which was hiding a racistic action in there. And so what I want to ask you, if you see the real problem just in the use of the narrative of the split second, or if you also see it, because I also believe the split second offers racistic values to surge, to come to the surface, and then cause action. But this would be two kinds of problems, and then that would determine the way to react to the problem. So this is the question. Thank you.
You wanted to take two, no?
Well, there was no second one immediately. No, there was here in the back. Sorry, I didn't see that. So, yeah, I want to collect two. So, can we get the mic to the rear, the last row?
Thank you very much. My question is, did you confront the German police with your findings in the NSU process that you, like, your what you found in the video, or did you work with them, or do they not know that you're undertaking this investigation? Thank you.
Thanks.
Do you want to start? So just very briefly, none of the examples in Israel that I presented is a valid split-second argument. What I mentioned is that in the collapse, and I think that you explain it very well, when all other legal options collapse, that is the kind of the one that is been drawn to, and I wanted to think, you know, to basically kind of think it from that argument itself, i.e., to take the last bit of argument and to see how do we inhabit a split second with politics, right? How does it operate? Because in many other situations, it was a successful, and it does allow juries and the general public to accept that. And in fact, although, you know, in court, Azaria was convicted because he shot Asharif 11 minutes after the attack, the majority of Israelis, I believe, or if you judge it by looking at the kind of the public discourse, is still believing this is a battle over what do we do in a split second, and that the danger of that incident is to take away from our soldier the instinct to operate in a split second, right? So there's a lot, you know, a lot that is operating outside the court in that manner. To the question about the police, we never work with the police.
So, if there are, I'd like to take two more questions. If there's none at this very moment, I'm also very happy about that. It's fair only to those who still follow in the program. And I'd like to thank again Eyal and Basak, and we hand over to Nana Heidenreich.